The regular season is won by the Bay, Santos sacked, and more right here on the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdies Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. I can't wait to get into this first segment, which is, as always, the Rowdies Rundown. With the Tampa Bay Rowdies Instagram admin posting, "Went to Las Vegas and all we got was a regular season championship. You know things have got to be going well." Alexa, play "We Are the Champions" by Queen and let's get this party started. The Tampa Bay Rowdies are the top seed in the whole entire USL Championship, meaning any team that wants to beat us in the playoffs is first going to have to manage to book a flight, yeah, you heard me, American Airlines, and second, win at Al Lang, which is not an easy task. The game that secured our top spot was a 2-1 win against Las Vegas Lights. Steven Dos Santos, who has been the man for goals recently, scored another brace of two goals, but the goal of the night came from Las Vegas's Danny Trejo, who chipped brilliantly over the onrushing Evan Loro. Ah yes, Evan Loro. Heard of him before? He's the king, and he proved it by winning the league's Golden Glove. Great job to the boss man himself. The Rowdies are booked against Tulsa to start the playoffs off, and yours truly will be in attendance, so stick around for some exclusive playoff content in the upcoming episodes. My prediction for this game is 3-1. Tulsa will provide an immense attacking threat and lock it down in the back as well. I think Marlon Santos, their main man, will score for the visitors, but finally, Sebastian Guenzotti will claim his hat trick that he's been hunting all season. That just about does it for my psychic powers, which usually fail me miserably, so let's move swiftly on. Over in the Premier League, stuff's been going down. Nuno Espirito Santos, who was appointed coach of the month in August for Tottenham Hotspurs, has been sacked, or removed, following a 3-0 humiliation by Manchester United. United have turned humiliated into humiliators, so props should be handed out to them for their turn in form. I am frankly clueless to why Santos has been sacked. Spurs haven't been fantastic, truth be told, but I haven't thought of them as catastrophically woeful. Santos is a quality manager, at least he was for Wolves. Let me know where Nuno Santos will manage next by direct messaging me on my Instagram account, at World Soccer Report. That's at symbol. World Soccer Report. All one word. Liverpool were sloppy against Brighton. They let a 2-0 lead slip, with those initial goals coming from captain Jordan Henderson and Sadio Mane. However, Enoch Mwepu and Leandro Trossard responded for Brighton. Very disappointing game for a Liverpool fan. From a Liverpool fan's perspective, that would be me. I'm not entirely happy about that. My worldwide game of the week happens to be in the Premier League, and it was between Brighton Hove Albion and Arsenal. I love myself some quality goalkeeping, and English shot stopper Aaron Ramsdale did not fail to bring the heat this match. The new man for Arsenal turned up after his side went 2-0 up, goals coming from one of the best midfielders in the league, Emil Smith-Rowe, and centre-back, the Brazilian Gabriel. The first of many outstanding stops came from Iheanacho's curling shot. Ramsdale sure will be glad he kept his fingernails unclipped because he needed every millimeter he could get to tip this one out for a corner. His next save will be the save of the season, mark my words. Leicester took a free kick, hit perfectly into the top corner. Aaron Ramsdale altered his evolution and turned into a flying bird as he flew high to save a ball onto the crossbar. Johnny Evans saw a window of opportunity to foil his brilliance, but Ramsdale was there again to agitate his tap-in, allowing teammate Thomas Partey to clear off the line. I'm not sure how he was able to reach the mad scientist again, this time turning into an octopus and spreading himself massively to keep out Harvey Barnes' shot. Overall, this worldwide game of the week receives a rating of 8 out of 10 by me, purely for the goalkeeping class. Arsenal, after the first two goals, kind of capitulated and they were not that stellar. Arteta is beginning to turn their form around, but honestly, I still don't feel confident betting on their chances. Emile Smith Rowe and Bukayo Saka, the young English stars, are world class. They will be talents in the future. Ramsdale is superb, and Lacazette and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang are just beginning to find their feet again. Moving to the Serie A, one game really caught my eye this week. Two goals from the same player in 9 minutes, a first half where the only name heard was Barella, and more. The game? Inter Milan versus Udinese. Nicolò Barella had 7 shots this game from his midfield position, and if I had a dollar for every time I heard his name, well, you would find me on a private island out in the Bahamas. What was that? Oh, I'm not allowed to retire at 15? Well, I can tell you someone who doesn't have any plans to retire soon, and that is this game's match winner, Joaquin Correa, with goals in the 60th and 69th minute. Udinese were attacking at the end, and even scored only for it not to count. Goalkeeper Samir Handanovic was a wall, and the game was dominantly won by Inter Milan, who moved to third in the Serie A. I am pleasantly surprised by the next team I'm going to touch on. SC Freiburg, who compete in the Bundesliga, find themselves in third place. Whatever the team's chef is serving them, well, I need some of that, because their form has been incredible. They have always been a tough side to crack, but recently they have forgotten what losing is. None of their players are in the top 5 for the Golden Boot even, but they sure have been consistent. Like a fine wine, they are smooth all around with points of intense flavor. Most recently, they beat Fürth 3-1. Vincenzo Grifo, the Italian, is the main man to call for the dark horses of this league, as when you order a goal contribution, he will almost always deliver. It will be great to see how this talented Freiburg team progressed this season. Carly Lloyd has decided to hang the boots up for the U.S. women's national team and will soon do so for all of the game. After this season concludes, the incredibly talented forward will retire. She scored in the last home game of the season for her club, Gotham FC, which was an incredible moment. The 39-year-old has scored hundreds of goals, making her one of, if not the greatest player in the history of the U.S. women's national team. She leaves the field a legend, and her presence will never be forgotten. May she prosper in her future livelihood and endeavors. Finally, I'd like to take a moment to send my condolences to Sergio Aguero, who was diagnosed with a heart problem after being admitted for a cardiac exam. The prolific and quite literally legendary striker nearly collapsed mid-game for FC Barcelona, his team. He has been ruled out for 3 months, yet he does have a good disposition and he loves to stream himself playing FIFA, so let's hope he is not seriously impacted. Everybody here at the World Soccer Report wishes you a speedy recovery, Kun. Be sure to follow my Instagram account, at World Soccer Report. That's at symbol, World Soccer Report. All one word. And if you are listening on the radio, be sure to check out my Spotify show archives by searching up The World Soccer Report, not all one word. On my Instagram stories, I post a direct redirection to my most recent show almost every day, in case you miss any along the way. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you to RadioSaintPete.com for being my home base here on the show. This has been the World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game.
More Tampa Bay Rowdies coverage tonight online at RadioSaintPete.com. Be sure to listen to The Unused Substitutes, bring you a Tampa Bay Rowdies podcast live as they do each Wednesday night online at 8 o'clock Eastern Time here on RadioSaintPete.com.